Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 782 of the Overseas Connection podcast, coming to you live from the West Wing in Roseville, California. I'm Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. Yep, it's still Twitter. on the show today, Miss Kim Woods. Kim.
Howdy. Yep, I'm here from a very wet and rainy Missouri at the moment, but no tornadoes. So, you know, hey. Silver lining and all that.
Silver lining indeed. Fun fact. It's currently 66 degrees and beautiful outside.
Nice.
You're welcome.
It's actually nice here. I mean, other than the rain. So. Okay. Temperature-wise, it's fine.
Yeah. It's nice here, except for the rain and the tornadoes.
Yeah, it is about 70 degrees, so there's that.
Okay. Well, you know, take your wins where you get them, right?
Right.
All right. Hey, if you are new to the show, we are a video game podcast, but we talk about all kinds of stuff, including life, what's been going on in the community, and whatever strikes our fancy, to be honest. We are a little bit on the older side. We like to think of ourselves as mature gamers that can buy our own beer. We do this every Sunday, 8 p.m. in the UK, although this is an all-American podcast today. So it will actually be – you're in for a treat, folks. It's going to be a cut above the riffraff. We also, of course, 12 p.m. on the West Coast, 3 p.m. in the East Coast, and, of course, in the time zone – that nobody really likes except for those that live in Kansas City and or associated surrounding areas, 2 p.m. Central Time Zone. We never talk about Mountain Time. That's sure. Maybe one of these days we'll have to address that. Mountain Time is the forgotten time zone.
Nobody lives out there, right?
There's a few people. I mean, that's like all of Colorado, aren't they, Mountain?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Colorado. Yeah. Not really. We are on Discord. We are on Twitch. Come join us live. Hang out. Have some fun. Join the chat. Participate in our quiz. You'll win nothing but pride. That is, and that's at stake, by the way, this week, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
There's a quiz, and you better be ready for it. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I think I've got all the important things out of the way. Happy birthday, Owen Smith, who will be turning 5 mm-hmm. on May 1st.
Yeah.
I cannot not say this, though, not to bring the moment down a little bit, but that was my dad's birthday as well.
Aww.
So, yeah.
They were birthday buddies.
Yeah. For those that don't know, my father passed away just this past Christmas time. And so, still one of those things that you just, I'm not used to it yet. It's just very weird. And then there's mm-hmm. certain things like voicemails where I'll hear him.
Yep.
And it's just like, oh, okay.
I'll be right there with you when my old man passes away. So don't feel bad.
Well, okay. We're not going to bring the show down, though. We're not going to do this.
Nope, we're not doing that.
Stay strong. All right. Let's just talk some story time. I think, by the way, if for the people on the live feed, I apologize. We'll correct this in the audio bit. My new soundboard is all crackly for some dumb reason, so I've got to correct that at some point.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
It's true. Definitely a bad case of gremlins. All right, story time. Kim, why don't you start first?
Alrighty. Well, everybody knows I've been going to the dentist trying to get my teeth from falling out, you know. So I've realized my toothbrush that I currently have, I've had it for like 10 years. And I'm talking like an electric toothbrush. I don't have like a manual that I've kept for 10 years. That would just be gross. So,
Okay, wait, hold on.
Okay.
So unless you're changing out the heads on your electric toothbrush, okay, because that still would be gross.
Well, yes, okay, but yes, I do change the heads out like every 3 months or 4 months, whatever. Okay. So anyway, here a while back, Woot had a deal on a newer, it's same Oral-B kind of like what I've got, but it was a newer one. So I thought, all right, I'll take the punt and get a new toothbrush. The damn thing has Bluetooth on it.
Why?
I don't know, although I did connect it, because there's an app that apparently has a timer on it. It's supposed to tell you when you change your head, that sort of thing. I don't know that I'll be keeping that, because honestly, I don't see the point. Because I know to brush my teeth for 2 minutes, yeah, and move it around, yada, yada, yada. We all know that, right?
Right.
So I don't know that I need an app to tell me that, or to time it for me, or to know, you know, give me a medal and tell me, hey, you did good brushing your teeth today, like I'm a 4-year-old. So, yeah, I don't know, but... And
I
mean, then
I do like the idea of getting a little medal, a little gold star every day you brush your teeth for 2 minutes.
Right. But, yeah, so I don't know. And it's funny because in the liner in the notes, it says, if you have a pacemaker, do not keep this within so many, you know, inches of your pacemaker, because, of course, the Bluetooth apparently will screw it up. So, I don't know. Bluetooth on a toothbrush, we have come so far.
Okay, so a couple things related to this topic. Right. One, my wife now has become very much an anti-app person. Everything has an app these days, and she's everything. Just like done. She's like, we don't need an app for every little freaking thing.
I
can't disagree with her.
Right.
Except for the things that I'm getting these apps for.
Right.
I'm kind of like, those are helpful good things.
Yeah.
But again, like our garage door, there's an app for it. I can open the garage door with my phone if I want versus just the remote control.
Right.
I mean, do we really need an app for
that? Yeah, but if you ever lose the remote control,
it would be handy.
So, yes. So, yeah, I get it.
If somebody ever steals my phone, they can just, you know.
Right. They can do a whole lot worse.
True.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, so we have electric toothbrushes as well. I'm trying to think. We have Oral-B.
That's what I
know. Now I have to wonder who we have. I want to say it's Oral-B, but it has an internal timer on it.
Right.
So it does this little like a hesitation on the vibration, and that tells you to move sections in your mouth. And
it
does 2 minutes, for all four sections. And then it does the big pulsing to tell you you're done.
Right.
It doesn't just stop. It just keeps going forever until you make it stop.
Exactly.
The worst part is to make it stop, though, you have to push the button twice. Huh. And it's not a contextual button. It's you know, it is like a little push button, but it's not like a clicky push button.
Right.
So half the time I push it the first time, it doesn't do anything. So then I hit it a couple times and I push past where I was supposed to be and it starts it all over again.
Turn it on, yeah.
And so that annoys me a little bit.
Right.
The other thing that annoys me, and I think it's just the construction of the heads now, but they have this little opening, and it's for the little gear mechanism to be able to kind of go back and forth.
Right.
But water and toothpaste get inside of that.
Yep.
And then you sit your toothbrush on the little stand, and then even if you wipe it down after you're done brushing, which you should, obviously, you rinse it off, wipe it down, you put it on the stand to charge up, and you pull it off. And half the time it starts sticking to the little dumb thing underneath it because all this toothpaste guck has somehow managed to slide down the toothbrush because of the way the head design is.
Uh-huh.
And so I constantly have to take the head off when I'm done, blow into it to blow all the crap out of it.
Right.
Then put it back on. Then put it away. And like it used to, I never used to have this problem with the muck.
Right.
I feel like this is like the old man rant. The muck at the bottom.
No, I get you. I have the same problem because I'm on constantly having to wipe the charger off because, like you said, you get water and all that stuff down at the bottom and it pools there and it looks gross. And you're like, but I clean it, but it's still there. So then you're wiping it off, you know.
Yeah.
I understand. Know. So anyway, Bluetooth toothbrushes, I guess it's a thing.
It feels a little dumb, but I get it.
I get it, but I don't know that I'll be using it. The app that is all that much. Because like you said, it does vibrate a little when it tells you to change around and all that. So, I mean, I don't really need it. So, anyway. Oh, and you can change the color of the ring that lights up.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. You're right. Thank God for that. So it does do that, I guess. But other than that, I don't really see... And I'm sure in more expensive... Which, have you checked the price of frickin' toothbrushes nowadays? I swear to God, you could... You know, you can spend $400 on a fucking toothbrush, and I'm like, why?
I'd rather just go to a traditional old, it doesn't do anything toothbrush and just manually brush.
Right.
But
I mean, unless Chris Hemsworth comes over every morning and brushes my teeth for me, I'm not spending $400 on a toothbrush. So
I can think of other electronic devices that would be far more fun.
Right.
Anyway.
So anyway, there's that.
By the way, they also come with apps.
Right. Now, see, those could be handy. But anyway, let's see what else. Oh, speaking of which, smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. I replaced those this week because the CO2 detectors we had, something happened and it died, and I guess I didn't know about it, so thank God we didn't have a carbon monoxide leak because it would have killed us.
How did you know it died? That's the, I guess that's my question.
I went over and tested it, and it didn't do anything, and I'm like, I changed the battery and all that, and nothing, and I'm like, oh, okay. And, you know, they've got a lifespan on them, and I don't know how long we've had this thing because it was brought over from when we moved, so we probably had this thing, you know, I probably should have put a new one in, and I didn't. But anyway, so I put up three carbon monoxide detectors and two smoke alarms because they say, what is it? Smoke alarms, you're supposed to put one outside the bedrooms. Well, we have two bedrooms, so two there. And I wasn't sure on the carbon monoxide detectors because the funny thing is with those, they say to put one either outside the bedroom or inside the bedroom, depending on which site you look at. Because one said, no, don't put it outside the bedroom. Put it like within 2 feet inside the bedroom or something like that. And then, you know, whatever. Well, then it says, don't put it on the same wall for, like, a stove or, like, your heating device.
Definitely not a stove or heating device because it will pick up the carbon monoxide coming from that and give you a false reading.
And don't put it next to a door or window. But here's the thing. Okay, along one wall, we have our cook stove. Then along another wall is basically the front door and a bunch of windows. And then on the other wall, we have our backup heat stove. And then on the far side of the wall, we have our...
So let me ask you a question. Do you have... Oh, you got Skypey on me. Maybe I got Skypey on you. I don't know. Something is Skypey.
I froze up there. Yeah. Something happened. Oh, there we go. All right.
Do you have a thermostat?
No.
Because see, normally you place it right next to the thermostat. That's like the safe spot.
I ended up putting it on the window, even though you're not supposed to put it next to a door or a window. But see, that's pretty much because if I put it on the far wall next to the heat source, that's about it. Can't put it on the same wall with stove, obviously. I can't put it next to the wall with the pellet stove because that's not going to work. So
You could put it near a light switch, I suppose.
Yeah, right. So I put it next to the door, even though you're not supposed to put it there. So anyway,
Yeah, and by the way, the reason why they say don't put it in the bedroom is because if it's detecting it in the bedroom, by the time it detects it in the bedroom, you might be fucked.
Right. Well, I don't know if you can see it or not, but back there, that's where it says. It's right inside the door. So hopefully it'll at least go off before it kills me. But like I said, I don't know. One site says put it inside the bedroom. One site says put it outside the bedroom. And then they both contradict each other. So there we are. Right. The good news is I put them up with like Velcro strips. So that way if I have to move it, I'm not putting a whole bunch of holes in the wall. So I thought that was a good idea. But anyway, yeah, safety first. So we have, you know, safety devices to keep us from, you know, dying of carbon monoxide or a possible fire. So let's see. Other than that, it was pretty much quiet this week. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Big 12. What's that about?
All right. I don't know. Did you ever play Stray or any of that?
Stray, the game Stray?
The game Stray.
The cat
simulator. Yeah, the cat and the little robot and all that.
I did not.
Okay, well, I remember... that's fine.
Let's pretend I loved every minute of that furry little feline.
I will do that. Anyway, he's got a little robot buddy, which I told you before, reminds me of the little robots on Batteries Not Included. Well, a few months ago, YouTube's, which is a little, like, collectible website. They do plushes and Funko Pops and that sort of thing. Anyway, they had Stray collectibles come up. And, of course, me, Stray, it's a cat. You know, I'm going to have some collectibles. So here the other day, my B12 little buddy finally showed up the mail. I was, you know, I was expecting, okay, little, short, plushy thing, you know, whatever. This is what I got. He is huge. And all I can think is when the cat shows up, he's going to be just as huge. So, yeah. So there's the little B12 robot dude from Stray. So, yeah. Anyway, he's gigantic. I was not expecting him to be that big. Although it does say, I guess, on the description, which I didn't see apparently, it says it's like 9 inches. Well, I'm assuming that's, you know, 9 inches. So.
Okay. Not to counteract whatever. That's bigger than 9 inches.
That's a big B12. Yeah. So, anyway, I got that. The cat hasn't shown up yet because they're shipping them from China. So, and it takes them a few weeks to get here. So, I don't know. It took this one, shit, almost a month to get here. So, hopefully I'll have the cat next month. So, anyway, it's been a quiet week for me this week. That's about it. Like I said, toothbrushes and monoxide detectors and a big B12. So, there you go. I'm going to see if I can hit a cat with it.
Okay. I gotta remember what the name of the show is. Three body problem. Thank you.
Yes.
Started watching that. First episode was interesting, and this is what I've heard from other people. It's like the first three episodes pretty good, intriguing. Right. Once you're past that, people started falling off.
Right.
I was pretty compelled by the stuff from China. What you were talking about coming from China made me think of the three body problem.
Right.
So far so good though. I'm intrigued. It's interesting. I will be very curious to see where this goes. My guess is I will be ultimately let down just based on some of what I've heard, but we'll see.
Yeah.
So far I would say, yeah, check it out. It's interesting.
Right.
And then the fun fact of knowing that one of the executive producers has been sentenced to death because he killed another
director or
person on the show. Right. That's just bonkers to me. So, yeah.
A little too far there.
NFL draft was this weekend.
Yes, it started
Thursday.
It looks like the Chiefs did well, apparently. So
I think everybody except for the Atlanta Falcons did pretty well.
Right.
Atlanta Falcons.
Are you happy with who the Chargers picked?
I am. It was interesting because their first pick was Joe Alt. He's right tackle. It's not a sexy pick. And so a lot of the fan base was like freaking out. We didn't take the wide receivers that were there. We should have taken the wide receivers. The realities are they had a lot of holes to fill. They ended up getting wide receivers that are going to be good. So, in fact, they have Brendan Rice on the team. He is the son of Jerry Rice. Right. So I was like, okay, I can get down with that. Overall, very happy. It was pretty funny though, because a lot of people like were freaking out that first day, and then everybody like slept on it for a day. And I think it helped that you had all of like mainstream sports media talking about the picks, and everybody to a person pretty much was saying the pick of Joe Alt was an A.
Right.
And you know, like a grade A. So they're like, this is a great pick for the Chargers. And so I think once everybody had that moment to calm down, because of course everybody wanted the big, you know, there was three big wide receivers on the board that they could have taken two of the three, because the first, Marvin Harris Jr. had already gone. This is, by the way, completely boring for people not into football.
Right.
I don't care. But so everybody thought, oh, they're going to take a wide receiver. They're going to take away, because they got rid of all of their big wide receivers this year.
Right.
But they didn't. They're staying true to the new design, the new culture of the Chargers, which is going to be interesting to see play out.
Right.
They are going to be a run first, punch you in the mouth kind of team. And that's a definite transition from what they were before, which was a high offense kind of finesse team. So anyway, the NFL draft beyond my team, I of course also was paying attention to all of this because of fantasy football.
Right.
There are a lot of interesting moves that happened, but I think the big one for those that are not in the know, the Atlanta Falcons signed a quarterback, Kirk Cousins, in the offseason to a $180 million contract. It was like an ungodly amount of money. This is for a guy that's just coming off an Achilles tear, a la Aaron Rodgers. And what did they do with their first pick? They draft another quarterback. Not only did they draft another quarterback, but the quarterback they drafted, he is an older quarterback for a college graduate. He's like 25, which in the NFL, that's already kind of into your medium years or your median years of your career. Right. And then they had this weird comment come out from, I think, their general manager saying, well, we drafted him, and if he has to sit 4 or 5 years behind Kirk Cousins, that's okay. And I'm like, what? Why would you do that? So it was just basically a waste of a pick at the end of the day. And, but hey, it's making for very interesting talk within the ranks of the NFL. Okay, I'm getting ready to go to Texas. Mm. I fly out tomorrow morning.
Nice.
It's going to be a quick trip up and back. The fun fact that of my trip is who I'm going to see, which is Pabst Brewing.
Oh.
Which, if you're thinking Pabst, you're thinking Pabst Blue Ribbon, which, of course, everybody should instantly think Milwaukee, which is what I originally did when they asked me to if I wanted to come out and present to them. I was kind of like, you're in Milwaukee. I don't know if I really want to go out to Milwaukee. They're like, no. Our headquarters is in San Antonio now. I'm like, huh. And apparently, of course, they have a lot of other beer labels. So Lone Star mm-hmm. Beer is part of Pabst. So,
right.
And for those wondering if I'm saying it correctly, I don't know. It's P-A-B-S-T.
Yeah.
Pabst.
Yep. Pabst Blue Ribbon. PBR.
It's a name.
I'll it is that. Yep.
I'm not going to comment about the beer. Mm. We'll just move on. But yeah, so that's my next 2 days. And then God bless my son. little constipation was backing up. Mm-hmm. And so, every once in a while we have to give him some assistance via liquid product. Yep. I'm going to try and be as undescriptive as I possibly can. but so we inserted and delivered the product, and he was, you know, just like, okay. He in the past, he's been very irritated by it, like, and uncomfortable.
Right.
This time he was just kind of like, yeah, whatever, Dad. So, like, 5 minutes or so kind of have gone by, and we're just like, well, we'll check on him in a minute. We go back to check on him. Cleared out.
It worked.
Everything. To the point of we're like, it's coming out everywhere. It was like all hands on deck craziness. More power to anybody that ever has to go through that. For the record, as you start taking care of your parents in their elderly years,
yep,
and that will be something you get to deal with, most thank assuredly.
God, my sister's pretty much a nurse at this point, so.
Yeah.
I'm off the hook.
Yeah. And then lastly, a gym story. So I'm notoriously an early morning gym person.
Right.
So I get up usually about 4:30 in the morning.
Holy moly.
Crack up. You know, I get my energy drink going for my workout, it's a pre-workout drink. So it's, you know, creatine, it's beta-alanine, all that stuff. And I drive to the gym, get to the gym. And usually during the week, it's fairly busy. Mm-hmm. But on the weekends, it's kind of interesting because you get it's a different mix of people than the normal Monday through Friday people. And so I went to the gym yesterday morning. And it was probably more like 5:30. So a little later than I would have normally go. But I get there, did some cardio, did a little bit of tricep exercise. And then I'm like getting into my leg workout. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go kind of heavier leg day. And I finally wrapped up the leg day with basically you call them kickouts.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. You're kind of facing forward and you have something of weight on your foot and you're kicking your foot back. Kind of like think of it like a horse or a mule kicking back.
Right.
And so I'm doing that on a machine and next to us is all of the, stretching. There's some leg machine workout area as well, but it's for the most part stretching area and people where they all do all their abdominal work. So, you know, whenever I'm always people watching, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so looking around and there's a young lady, she's in great shape. She is doing her stretches. I'm just going to say her stretches were not stripper-esque, but it was borderline. Like, I mean, you know, you're bending over, you're touching your ankles and like your nose is to your knee type thing. And I'm like, okay, caught my attention and, you know, and doing like splits and things. And so, you know, just again, but the weird part about it, and this is actually, I probably should have led with this. The weird part about it was, okay, I don't think it was a weird part of it. I think it was very purposefully done.
probably.
Normally, when you're stretching like that, you kind of you put your backside to the wall, right?
Right.
And you face out.
Right.
Oh no, this was the exact opposite. And so, you know, and she's in the typical like Lululemon short, you know, tight pants, and she has on, you know, like a short crop sweatshirt. Those are like all the rage these days, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Again,
they're coming back in style. Well, I'm sitting there going along and I'm like, is that nipple? Now, mind you, this is because she's bent over. In
right.
such a way that everything's just falling up.
Right, right.
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, no, that's boob.
Oh, boy. Wow.
And repeatedly. And, of course, now, once you see it, you can't stop not looking back over.
Yeah, you can't.
Just be like, what's going on?
Right.
My take on this, though, is she kind of knew. She didn't care.
Oh, yeah.
She's just like, you know, hey, let's give the old man a little show.
Right.
So it was pretty comical. So yeah, that was my gym day. Don't get those often. I'll just say that right now. Usually it's the geriatric club at that time in the morning. I don't know why old people get up that early and they're at the gym. And well, I guess I fit in with that. So there you go. But yeah, so that was my week. Wow. Didn't really watch any shows. God, every night, like I wanted to stay up. I played a little bit of games, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But, man, I was beat tired every night. In fact, last night we went out, had a really fun dinner at a Mexican cantina with our old neighbor. We invited her out to dinner, and we were hanging out just talking. Had two margaritas. They apparently were really strong. I got home, and I was like, holy crap, I feel it. And within a half hour, I was just like, I'm going to bed. I'm done.
Screw it. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. That's it for story time. Let's talk about some games.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
All right. So, Kim. What have you been able to play this past week?
Not a lot. I did play some COD, which, funny story, I have now ranked up to 100. Which is not really much, because I've seen people on there that are like 400,000 and 500,000 and 600,000, you know. So I'm small potatoes. I mean, hell, even Boomer's like over 200 at this point. But what's funny about this is, and you know this already, because I put it on WhatsApp, but Anthony gets a hold of me this morning and sends me a voicemail after finally logged in on his Xbox. And he says, basically what he says is, you know, you really need to quit playing COD, because you're already a rank 100. And he was kind of a little aggravated about it, because he's been giving me crap for a while because I'm higher than he is. But usually he's higher than I am because he plays it more often. So now he's aggravated that, you know.
So I'm hoping this is going to translate here. let's see if this will work.
All right.
Angry little man.
Oh, he is. He's angry. I mean, not like outraged or anything like that, but you can definitely tell by his tone of voice that he's not real happy that Aunt Kim is higher than he is. Because last I checked, he was like 47 or something, so I have a good bit ahead of him yet.
Yeah.
So he's not real happy about it. So
I love that. I wish I felt like there was going to be more to that audio clip of level 100 already now. Yeah, you've got a problem.
Right.
And that's what that felt like. That's
that's kind of what it is. Yeah. So I had to laugh about that. And I do have a bit of a competitive streak, even with my 11-year-old nephew, because he likes to dish it out. So I dish it right back.
Please tell
so.
Me you responded to him with just simple suck it.
Pretty much, yes.
All right. Okay.
So anyway, other than that, Kingdom, Two Crowns. I played Kingdom New Lands before, and I think I played one other. I can't remember off the top of it. But anyway, this is on a Games with Gold deal here. I don't know. Apparently a while ago when I picked it up, and I had apparently forgotten about it. And I don't know. I like these little, it's almost a fill game. You go, you're a king or a queen. You go and build up your little kingdom. And you have to employ, there's like beggars. I don't know what else you want to call them, but there's beggars. You throw them some money. They come over. You can make them archers and part of your army and that sort of thing. And it's like 8-bit pixelated sort of thing.
Okay, hold on a second. So you're taking the beggars and you're turning them into your army. That feels like a recipe for disaster.
I know, right? But no, they're actually really good. And the thing of it is, on these little islands, is what they're called, there are portals. And these little, I call them ghoulies, but they're called the Greed, and they're after your crown, and they're after your gold. And usually they only come out of at night. So at night, you've got to make sure all your defenses are built up and your archers and all that is there, so that way they can fend off these guys. Because if these little assholes break into your city and can get next to you, they will steal your crown, and then your run is over, and you've got to start
like
over
the
again.
Trump defense right. for the election.
So, yeah, anyway, I don't know. The highest I've got so far was over 100 days, and then I got cocky, and I went out exploring trying to find something. I don't remember now. Or no, I went to a new island that hadn't been built up yet, because you've got to build up at every island you go to. And I didn't get my walls. I didn't bring enough gold with me from my other island, so I didn't get my walls and stuff built up in time. And the ghoulies broke in of a night, and they stole my crown, and I had to start over. Them bastards. But the nice thing is, if you start over, the other islands that you've already built up stay the same, so you can go back to those islands, okay, do some more. But eventually, the game plan is you're supposed to blow up these little portals these ghoulies are coming out of, and eventually you've conquered them, and then it's yours. So,
okay.
I don't know. I'm enjoying it. I spent the last few nights doing it because, like I said, there's not much to it. It's building and, right, you know, employing the beggars to be your army, or, you know, they go out, they're farmers, they'll grow food, you get money from that. I mean, it's bad enough now I can go out and do a run-through to collect my money. And I have to do it in, like, shifts because I have so much money. Okay, this is going to sound bad, but my coin pouch, my coin purse, whatever, is not big enough to hold all my gold. So I have to go back.
First world problem, Kim. Come on.
I know, right? So I have to go back to my castle and put it in the castle. And because I have a money manager there, and he takes my gold and puts it in the castle. But then the chicken shit of a night when the ghoulies show up, he hides in the castle. So, you know, whatever. But anyway, it's like
this. What you get for, you know, basically taking beggars and turning it into your army.
I know, but there was nobody else. So, okay. And there's different little animals, like you've got horses. The thing is, you're stuck on a horse or whatever your mount at the time seems to be. I think there's even a griffin. So that's why you have to find the best animal with the best stamina to outrun these little assholes so they can't steal your gold or your crown or what have you. So, I don't know. Like I said, I think it's a fill game, but I don't know. I'm enjoying it. There's not really much to it. There's not a whole lot of things. It's not like City Skyline or something where you've got to, like, micromanage everything. You just have to make sure you've got your defenses built up and that sort of thing so these little assholes can't come after you. So, I don't know. It was free on, like I said, Games with Gold or something a few months back. So you may have it. And if this is your thing, you might as well give it a try. As a matter of fact, the first one, Kingdoms, is free on Steam. So,
let me see if I can pull in. I may try and pull in some visual here.
Gotcha. Yeah, that might explain it better than what I'm doing. But it's fairly linear. I mean, it's not real hard or anything. And like I said, it's like 8-bit or 16-bit or something. So it's not like you're not going to be blown away by the graphics or anything. But it is.
Well, that much I can already tell.
Yeah.
Based on what I'm seeing.
I like, and they've got a Norse DLC for like Norse lands, so you can be like a Viking, I guess. And I haven't got it yet because I haven't even finished this one. So,
all right, let's just throw it up on screen so people can see. It doesn't look as bad as I thought it was going to look. I will say that.
No, it doesn't look terrible, but it did take me a few rounds to realize you can pick your queen or your king or whatever, because I just died and I just took whatever they threw at me next. But I realize on the screen when they show it on there, you can actually tap a button and it will go cycle through your kings and queens and whatever, and you can pick the same one you were before.
Okay.
It doesn't change it. You're still dead and you have to start over, but you can still look the same as you looked before. So it takes the sting out of it a little bit, but not a lot. Because I was kind of pissed off when that one at 114 days died, or had his crown stolen, and I had to, you know, pick another one and try it again.
Does it really look visually that different?
Huh? Right. No, maybe not that different, but yeah, you know, it's all the same basic concept. I'm still a little aggravated. But
all right,
anyway.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I'm weird that way, but yeah, whatever. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, it scratches an itch or something. I don't know. I played it before and I didn't quite understand what I was doing, so I kind of put it off and didn't play it again, but then I had somebody explain to me what you're supposed to do and I'm like, oh, alright, and then it clicked. So, like I said, you don't have to micromanage a whole lot, which is helpful, because I'm not out here planning roads or skyscrapers or anything like that. I don't want anything that in-depth, but this works for me. I do kind of feel bad, though, when I send them out and they don't beat the little ghoulies and they come back and they look like beggars again. So then you got to give them more money so they can get their bow and arrow back. So, but nobody actually dies from what I gathered. So I guess there's that.
So that is important that nobody dies.
Nobody actually dies.
For those watching, you'll see my fantastic lack of skills on transitioning things properly. I was trying to pull up the next commentary, and of course,
What have you been playing? So that's all I've.
Well, that's kind of what I was trying to get to, and of course, I failed miserably at that.
Somebody cut a chocolate bar in half. Something about fat cells. I don't know.
Well, you know, that's what everybody should be talking about.
Right?
No. So I have been back in the world of Fallout 4. I was just like, you know what? I cannot wait. The show, let's be honest. The show is what did it for me.
Right.
Then they had the next gen update come out. Let me just start with the next gen update.
Right.
I don't really see that much of a difference.
I've seen some clips of it on Twitter, and I didn't see that much.
There's some subtle things here and there, like the opening big explosion. I think the color of the big mushroom cloud and stuff is a little different. It's it's a little cleaner.
Right.
But, I mean, for the most part, this game still looks the way it looked, but I think it plays a little smoother.
Right. That's important.
Yeah, and so the interesting thing is, I guess there's a big hubbub about the Fallout 4 version on Xbox, not the quality mode being broken. People are like, oh, it's not working. Well, it is actually working just fine. Just the quality mode and the performance mode both target 4K 60 frames per second. It's that the performance mode will downplay some of the graphical settings to try and maintain that 4K 60 longer. Or more stable versus the quality mode. But it all looks the same to me. It looks good. Still fun. And I loathe cockroaches. All the bugs. The bugs are my worst enemy in this game. And I don't know why. I know why. Because for whatever dumb reason, I always forget to use the VAT system. And so these stupid bugs start attacking me, and I'm just sitting there stupidly blind shooting, trying to hit them versus just using the VAT system to take them out, which would make my life 1,000 times easier. Still a fun game, still great. Update was a bit of a nothing burger. Yeah, so Mr. Matthew, I would tend to agree. I feel like the update didn't really do all that much to make the game better. Just from my remembrance, from what I remembered playing this game, it's all still the same. But I'm having fun back in Fallout 4. I started things all over again, just because I was so far in the other game, my other save. There was no way I was going to remember what the hell I was doing or kind of the context of everything. So I thought, I'll start fresh. The only thing I wish this game didn't focus so much on, and I guess I can just bypass it, but it's all the base building stuff.
Right.
And this game is just deep with that. And it's an important aspect to it to a degree, like crafting workshop tables, that kind of thing, so you can upgrade stuff. But I kind of want the easy button on some of it. And there's mods. Mm-hmm. There's mods that make things easier. And I might start dabbling in the mods. That definitely is going to make it a little different. If you use small guns, VAT is your friend. Yes. I would agree. The pistol using the VAT system was far easier than trying to aim with that stupid pistol. But anyway, Fallout 4, it's good. It's solid. I almost want to go into Fallout 76, Mr. Matthew. We might have to talk about this and do a private server. And I think that, honestly, might be the solution for me to avoid just dealing with the general public and the nonsense that comes with playing with people online in a game like Fallout 76. And I've heard if you do that and you do the private server, it actually plays almost like a single player game at that point.
Right.
Because they do have NPCs in there now. And that was the big hubbub about this game. I think, well, Fallout 76 when it first launched, it didn't have NPCs in it at all, other than a couple of friendly robots. It was pretty much everything out in the world want to kill you. And now that it has NPCs, my understanding is it's far better. Mr. Matthew can probably attest to that. He's, yeah, goading me to do it. Okay.
There you go. That didn't take much.
All right. Yep. There we go. So we'll have that conversation. Anyway, so Fallout, though, the Fallout fever, that's really what this boils down to. I finished the series, the show, loved it, and I just wanted more Fallout, and here we go.
All right. Yeah,
Fallout 4 for now, possibly Fallout 76 in the near future. Maybe we'll make a podcast server or something. So
there you go.
That'd be a good call.
Fine.
All right. Well, that does it for the game stuff. Again, slow week on my front for gaming. I did all I could to just play some Fallout. That was
right.
The extent of my time. We do have a quiz, Kim, and because you're the only one on,
right.
I thought, well, we'll skip it. But then I thought, no, you know what? We'll do it because this way, somebody like Christopher Matthew can play along quietly on his end as he is thinking about the glory of a Fallout 76 private server.
There you go.
Also think about the Metacritic scores for three games that came out in the glorious year of 2013. Almost forgot that. 2013, Kim.
Gotcha.
Let me just make sure I want to double check something as I'm saying this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, when did that game come out? I just want to make sure we got the right time frame. Oh, what year did that come out? See, I could say it out loud, and then you'd be like, ha-ha!
Right.
Okay, yeah, 2013. That is the year we are talking about.
Alrighty.
Okay, so, Kim, we're going to play Metacritic Madness.
Alrighty, I'm ready.
Here we go. Mr. Matthew, we're playing Metacritic Madness. Play along. No cheating now. Keep your fingers off the keyboards, both of you. Anybody else in the chat and or listening to this after the case, Scout's honor, even if you're not a Scout. Okay. First game. And this was for Robin, by the way. I did this just for Robin, and he's not even here. We didn't even talk about that. Robin, again, his priorities are starting to really concern me. Not going to go into details, but he is at a virtual cocktail event. And let's be honest, a virtual cocktail event is you drinking by yourself. That's what that amounts to.
Yep.
Okay. Forza Motorsport 5, Kim.
Okay.
Released in 2013. What do you think the Metacritic score for 2013. Yes, Mr. Matthew, fine. Okay, put your hands back on the keyboard so you can answer. Forza Motorsport 5, Kim, 2013 on the Xbox One. What was the Metacritic score?
88.
Now, my input on this, I think your instincts are good because, for the most part, car games score high. Right?
Right.
They generally score high. They're showcase games. They visually look fantastic. It's hard to screw them up.
And but yet, it can be done.
And yet, Forza Motorsport 5 for Xbox One on Metacritic was at 79.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you're over, 9 points off there, Kim.
Ouchies.
Well, actually, a little bit higher than that, but that's, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Next game.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to switch over to the PS4, Kim.
Okay.
So get your Sony PlayStation hat on. I played this game on the Xbox One, mind you, but PlayStation 4, mm-hmm. keep in mind.
Okay.
Max and the Curse of Brotherhood. I love this game, by the way.
I have this.
Love this game.
I don't think I've played it, though.
What did this game get on Metacritic, Kim?
Hmm. 86?
All right, Kim is saying 86. Now I see an 85 there from Mr. Matthew. I'm assuming that's a delayed response to the first game, but also he was wrong. So let's just, you know, call it what it is. Okay, 86 on Back to the Curse of the Brotherhood. He would be just lambasting me if he could actually have his voice on the show right now. So Kim, if I were to tell you to rescore this, your 86 is locked in. But it's not correct.
Gotcha.
So now give me another score.
Well, given the trends I'm having, 78.
So Kim, if I were to tell you to give me another score.
Oh, well, all right. Yeah. We're going higher apparently. 92?
Well, you kind of went the wrong direction, Kim. It was a 67.
Holy shit. What?
I know. I didn't think it was that bad. Yeah, Mr. Matthew, you just got your numbers reversed there. If you reversed them, you were spot on perfect.
Wow, holy
Yeah, I was shocked at that. But on the PS4, I got a 67. I think it was the lowest out of all of them. So, anyway, okay. Damn. So, now.
That's weird.
We are going to focus in on a flagship franchise now. All right. Okay? Xbox One, Halo, Spartan Assault.
Oh, dear.
What was the Metacritic score for Halo Spartan Assault on Xbox One? 2013, a prime year for games. By the way, there was a, we'll talk about it in a second. It was an interesting kind of walk through memory lane on that that year.
I'll bet.
Yeah. What do you think, Kim?
89.
Halo Spartan Assault, 89. You know, this exercise we just went through with Max and the Curse of the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
If I were to tell you to give me a different score, not an 89, what would you say?
Oh, God. Mainly because I'm sitting here trying to think, remember Spartan Assault, and it's been a while, so it's like,
what's that? Spartan Assault, for those that don't remember, this was a top-down twin-stick shooter kind of game.
Well, that explains. Yeah, all right, like 63.
So, Kim, if I were to tell you to read.
Mr.
Matthew, 65. Again, if you just reversed things a little bit, you would have been closer. 53.
Wow.
Yeah. Ouch. You know, a lot of people just really tore into this game because it felt like a mobile game.
Right.
And ultimately it was kind of a mobile game because it was designed, I think, with touchscreen in mind. Mm-hmm. It's one of those first games where like, well, you could use it without a controller if you want.
Yeah.
And did not fare well. So there you go.
Well, I don't know where I'm sitting right now in the ranks currently, but it just took a hit, sure. So
that was a rough stretch.
That hurt. Damn.
Well, yeah, I mean, the good news is you still kind of win for the week. I mean,
well, there you go. Nobody else is here, but that's okay. We'll take it.
Yep, exactly. all right. Well, thank you for playing along. Thank you, Mr. Matthew, for playing along. All right. A couple pieces of news, Kim.
All right.
I'm going to do the news jingle. It's going to play. It's going to be all staticky. We'll fix that in the audio version,
we'll
but here we go.
Post.
Fucking
like Charlie Brown's parents.
Yeah, pretty much. all right. Despite hardware declines, Xbox reports a record Q3 thanks to the Activision boost. So for 3 months, the 3 months ended March 31st, so Q1, but technically it's Q3 for Microsoft based on how the financial goes.
Mm-hmm.
Gaming revenue was up a whopping 51% year over year, including 55 points of net impact from Activision to a record $5.45 billion. Billion with a B. So they're definitely feeling the Activision effect already, which I'm sure they're happy. Xbox content and services revenue rose 62% during this time, driven by 61 points of net impact from Activision. But hardware revenue declined by 31% year over year. During the Microsoft's earning revenue call Thursday, CEO Satya Nadella highlighted the impact of the Activision Blizzard games, which helped the company set third quarter records for gaming, game streaming hours, console usage, and monthly active devices. Diablo 4 became the first Activision Blizzard game to be added to Microsoft's Game Pass subscription service on March 28th. And according to Nadella, members played over 10 million hours within the first 10 days.
Wow.
Holy crap. Making it their biggest first-party Game Pass launch ever. He continued, we've even been encouraged by ongoing success of Call of Duty's Modern Warfare 3.
You're welcome.
Which is attracting new gamers. Yeah, Kim is solely responsible for this. Attracting new gamers and retaining franchise loyalists. Nadella also suggested that Xbox is starting to reap the rewards of its increased multi-platform focus, noting that at one point this month, it had seven games among the top 25 sellers on the PlayStation Store.
Yep.
He said, which was more than any other publisher. So they are not giving up on this strategy. You know how they talked about this being an experiment a couple months back?
Right.
Well, I'm pretty sure that experiment is over.
Right. And there are people that are dooming and gloom and all that, too. So, and I think it's hilarious. They're like, oh, well, now they won't make any Xboxes because, you know, they're going to put them on PlayStation and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, oh, my God, people.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Matthew, by the way, for hanging out. He's jumping out already.
Hey. Bored him just that much.
Yeah, you know. He's pissed off at me over the Metacritic scores.
Yeah,
Yeah, so, I mean, this just further cements Microsoft's plan.
Right.
I think the interesting thing is going to be Sony's reaction to this, to be honest.
Right.
Because Sony obviously has, I think very quickly, probably faster than even I thought they would be doing, embracing PC.
Mm-hmm.
I you know, from a revenue standpoint, again, money drives these companies, not hardware loyalty,
right.
or box loyalty, I should say.
Right.
So if they're seeing a pathway to more revenue on this level, I mean, we very well may get that future of, you know, basically, you know, a universal console for everybody, so to speak.
That'd be nice.
All right. This was just a weird one, but the man suspected of being responsible for threats that led to the cancellation of Nintendo events in Japan has been charged with crimes. As reported by Kyoto Shimbun, the man, who is a 27-year-old resident of Hitachi City in Japan's Ikebukuro, was charged today with obstructing business by force. Basically, he sent a bunch of threats to Nintendo via the inquiry form for Nintendo's official website.
Wow.
Total of 39 different threats, but basically threatening to kill everybody because they made shit games. Those were basically the tantamount of the messages. So
somebody hasn't been late for a while, have they?
Yeah. Come on, people. Again, let's just be sensible.
Right, what the hell?
These are video games. They're meant to be fun. If you are feeling like you need to threaten somebody's life over the video games you're playing, it's time to reassess things. It's time to seek some help.
Right.
Yeah. Also, this might get very similar reactions from the fan base. Blizzard has announced that it will not be holding a BlizzCon event this year. So they're not doing the physical BlizzCon. They are going to, and not even doing a virtual one. It will be basically, they will update fans through other events and some virtual meetings, but it won't be a BlizzCon. So I'm sure many, many cosplayers are pissed off right now.
Probably.
I mean, that was the big thing. I know BlizzCon was more than just the cosplay, but
there were a lot.
That's the lasting images for me of any BlizzCon event has always been their cosplay award stuff where they had people coming out on stage, and it was a pretty big spectacle. And to fairness, those people put in amazing work creating those outfits. And I'm sure they reap the rewards on their OnlyFans sites. So, Okay. Kim, we've got some new releases coming. Let's talk about new releases.
Alrighty. Your new releases for April 28th to May 4th. Can you believe it? It's almost May already. Holy moly. Alrighty, here we go. We have Braid Anniversary Edition for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, and Android. So basically for everything on April 30th. Front Mission 2 Remake. Okay. For the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC on the 30th. Sea of Thieves for the PS5 on April 30th. This seems weird to say. Sea of Thieves on the PlayStation 5. Anyway, Endless Ocean Luminous for the Switch. Apparently that's another one of those shit games, I guess. On May 2nd. Admittedly, I don't know. I'm just assuming, considering that guy got so angry.
He probably made several threats on it.
I'm sure. Alrighty. We have Indica, I think. Yeah, Indica.
Nothing here, Kim. This is all legit.
I just had to make sure that that's, you know, there wasn't a missing letter there or something. Indica for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC on May 2nd. And then Madison, which I swear I've probably announced three different times already, but here it is again. Madison for the PSVR 2. I don't know why I stumbled there. Whatever. It's on May 2nd. So, you know, if you like VR and whoever the hell Madison is.
The first PSVR 2 game I've heard about in months.
Right? Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's the first one I've heard of. So
PSV 2, VR owners, you know they're still defending it, though.
Oh,
they're
just, obviously.
They're, it's so worth it. It's so worth it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Alrighty, we have MotoGP 24 for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, May 2nd. And last but not least, we have Surmount for the Switch and PC on May 2nd. I have no idea what that's about. So, apparently I'm mounting something? I don't know. Whatever. Those are your new releases! So.
Well done.
Thank you.
Alright, it has been a hot minute since I've been able to jump on for a Halo match on a Wednesday.
About five, actually. But anyway.
Yeah, it is, it's been tough. I don't know if this week is going to happen or not as of right now. Work schedule has just really impacted everything. On top of which, of course, we had all of the construction stuff going on, vendors coming over. It's been nutty. But cross your fingers.
Alrighty.
This Wednesday, I will sneak in sometime for some Halo. And if you're there, come join me.
Yeah. Hang out. I will try to be there.
Okay. Yeah. That's a deal.
Alrighty.
Nothing else. The bad bunnies will ride again.
There you go.
You know, Robin does his streaming stuff. He's racing and he's frolicking with his joysticks and foot pedals and steering wheels. Robin, we love you. Right now he is in his event. That's why he couldn't be here. So I am sure he is having fun. Go check out Bongo's, racing, Bongo Bits Racing, Bongo Racing. I'm doing a horrible job for you, Bongo. I'm sorry. But yeah, he is now like full streaming retired man.
Right.
Yeah.
Every day is Friday.
Now. Yep. Every day is a Friday. All right. You've gotten this far. We thank you. You could email the show, and we might check our email one of these years. You can always tweet us at @OC_podcast. You can hang out on Facebook, because we do have a Facebook as well. Kim hangs out and monitors that, fb.ocpod.com. You can also catch this podcast, the audio version, which will actually have good sound effects for once. That'll be posted up sometime probably this evening, because I'm not going to be around tomorrow to do it. So I'll try and get it up tonight. This way everybody will have it for the week. Yep. And that being said, Kim, start some shout-outs.
Alrighty, I'm going to shout out our one and only Shatter, which admittedly, this was a fairly quick fucking show. I'm surprised, to be fair. So CP Matthew, thank you for jumping in the chat. We'll do it again next weekend, and maybe more people will show up. Who knows? We'll see. Anyway, shout out to you, as always. This is my adult conversation time, because, you know, it is what it is. I think
adult conversation time where we talk about games and just bullshit.
Yeah. Well, you know, I could do that with Anthony, but he's 11, and he wouldn't understand half of it, and I'd probably traumatize his poor little soul. I mean, he's already aggravated because I'm higher level than him as Call of Duty, so what would that else do? So anyway, hope everybody has a good week. Hopefully the rain eventually stops. I mean, I don't mind the rain because apparently Missouri is still in a drought. Go figure. But, you know, it's supposed to be sunny and 75 and it's rainy and tornado-y out there. So, Rainy.
Anyway. And tornado-y.
Yeah, well, not so much on my end, I guess. Thankfully, knock on wood, you know, we had a few tornadoes go around us, but we haven't had anything terribly bad, so. I definitely
want you not to get tornadoes.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I like my house. I don't want to have to rebuild it by any friggin' stretch of the imagination. If that was to happen, I'd probably just live in a pump tent in the yard, so.
You know, I never asked this question. I'm going to ask it now just to prolong this podcast past an hour.
Just a little bit further.
Yeah. I'm assuming you have a basement.
Not in the new house. No, we did in the old house, but we
no storm cellar, nothing to like. No. What do you? So, when tornado comes, you're just effed.
I'm just gonna bend over and kiss my ass goodbye.
Okay.
No. You know, I mean, we've been through when we lived not here, but down the road a little bit years and years ago. We got hit by 7 tornadoes, and we had a basement at the time, but the house and everything was so old that we were more worried that if we went down the basement might collapse on us, and we took our chances behind a couch next to a wall. Kind of like most people when they tell you if a tornado's coming, they tell you to find an interior room with no windows, yada, yada, yada. So that's what we did, and I guess, because the way it is when we built this house, we didn't have a whole bunch of money anyway, so when it come to put a basement in, it was just kind of like, that's an extra expense. I mean, I realize we live in Tornado Alley, and that was probably stupid, but, you know, we figured, hell, we lived through 7 of them, so, you know. We'll take our chances. And that's kind of the story with the old house that we lived in. The basement flooded. So, of course, tornadoes, you get rain. So our luck would be we'd go down there and we'd drown because you know, the basement floods. So we just kind of skipped it this time. And like I said, if we get lucky, though, because where we built this, there's hills on each side. And more often than not, if you know anything about tornadoes, more often than not, tornadoes are going to avoid hills. I mean, I know that sounds funny because you're thinking, how is a tornado going to avoid hills? But
well, the path of least resistance.
Exactly. So, yeah. So they'll more than likely go around us than actually hit us straight on. So
I think you should have like emergency shackles that like are cemented into the concrete, you know, foundation. And then you just like shackle your leg to the house. So this way, if it, you know, it's being uplifted, you're not going anywhere.
Or it just rips my leg off.
Might rip your leg off, but you know, right. You're not going anywhere.
Sorry, I walk funny anyway, so you know, just call me Stumpy. Anyway.
Kim?
Yes.
Oh, that was a fail. Yeah.
It still is. Alright. Alrighty. But anyway, yeah, it's no tornadoes, so hopefully. Yeah, there it is. So hopefully everybody has a good week. No tornadoes and that sort of thing. And I will pass you over to Greg. So.
All right. Well, first of all, I shout out to you, Kim. Thank you.
Sure.
It's always fun. Right. And shout out to my gal pal from the gym.
Right.
Next time, please just anger yourself Holler properly. Flash. You know, I wasn't going to go that far, Kim. Come on. don't just give me one though. You know, I mean, if you're gonna go that far, give me both. Come on.
Yeah. Why not?
But yeah, no. You know what? Everybody have a good week. Have a great week. Come back next weekend. We might have more people on the show. We might not, but we'll have fun and we'll talk about stuff. Maybe I'll have a new gym episode. I don't know. Maybe Kim will have a tornado episode. I don't know. I don't know what the future brings us. I do
Nobody
know
knows.
The future will have a podcast in it.
Yep.
So on that note, thanks everybody. Come back next week. We will talk to you then. And if I can find the outro button, I will play that now.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.